Hello and welcome to Cristania.com podcast. I'm Cristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. This is episode 3, and on this week's segment, we're going to feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 3. So grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 3, Hope. We're going to cover Principle 2 and Step 2. Principle 2, earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to Him, and that He has the power to help me recover. The Scripture. Happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Step 2, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Scripture. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Philippians 2:13. Think about it. Anyone who comes to God must believe that first He exists and He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. In the first principle, we admitted that we were powerless. Now, in this section, we need to believe that God exists and that we are important to Him. I can't stress that, how we are important to Him. The H stands for higher power, our Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. O, openness to change. Throughout our lives, we will continue to encounter trials and tribulations that we feel powerless over. All we have to do is ask for God's help. Ask for help to address our challenges. P, power to change. In the past, we wanted to change, but we were unable to do it on our own. Now, with God's power, we can change any situation. E, expect to change. Remember, ask for what you want, get what you believe. Don't quit before the miracle happens. You are a piece of artwork in God's eyes. He is at work in your life. So let's address these questions. Question 1. Before taking this step, where were you trying to find hope? For me, I was hoping and placing hope in myself, in my relationships, in my career, and what I accomplished, how I looked, how I felt. Question 2. What do you believe about God? What are some of His characteristics? I believe that He is faithful, that He is loving, He's strong, He's creative, He's merciful, and He's forgiving. How are your feelings for your heavenly Father different than your earthly Father? This was an eye-opener for me because my dad wasn't in my life from 9 years old until I was 36. And so my earthly father was very different than my heavenly father. They both were very strong. They both were very forgiving. But the difference was I didn't respect my father and I respected God. I didn't have faith in my father, but I did have faith in God. I didn't rely on my father, but relied on God. So this was a hard question for me to address. Question 4. How can your relationships with your higher power, Jesus Christ, help you step out of denial and face reality? By using Jesus's power over mine to triumph my problems and my situation, I feel like less of it is up to me and more of it's up to God. More power falls on Him than falls on me, because I'm not strong enough to bear it. Question 5. In what areas of your life are you now ready to let God help you? I've definitely turned my career over to Him. my marital status, my relationships. But I think the most important thing that I've turned over to him and I've learned to get from him is my self-esteem, my true value, and my self-worth. Those have probably been the most rewarding things that I have turned over. Question 6, what things are you ready to change in your life? Where can you get the power to change them? I am choosing to rely on God as my first source of strength. Not when things are bad, not when things are good, just consistently. He is my first source of strength. I have come to a place where I have absolute resolve that my self-esteem, that my self-worth, and my value is rooted in God and God alone. I have begun to experience a peaceful spirit, even in unsure circumstances. And that is a true, true testament for me. Because remember, I'm always the one that was in control or needed to be in control. And lastly, I finally turned it over for God to pick my soulmate instead of me trying to pick him. Well, I'm glad that you joined me for lesson 3. That's going to cover today's episode. I do want to remind you that joy is a choice. So choose well. God bless and take care.